It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Melissa Huntington. She is the CEO of Four Corners Community Behavioral Health. And 50 years they have been helping out the communities in eastern Utah. And they have found a way that they would just like to give back. And we're going to talk about that. Plus, we're going to get a little background on what Four Corners does for the communities that they are in. Melissa, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
So let's talk and give people maybe a little background on Four Corners Behavioral Health.
Okay, so the Four Corners Behavioral Health is your community behavioral health, which entails substance use disorder and mental health treatment. And we provide a full spectrum of treatment for any of your needs and intensity levels. And so we are the local authority in the three counties. Our catchment area for Four Corners covers Carbon, Emery, and Grand counties. And we are basically contracted with the counties to provide these services for our community members.
And so as a way to give back for 50 years of being in these communities, you've decided to have a party with a 50s theme. And it all gets started in Grand County. And what was the date on that one?
So the date of our Grand County celebration will be October 28th.
That's this Friday.
That's this Friday.
And it's basically going to run, all three are the same for Grand and Carbon and Emery counties. So what kind of things can they expect when they go to these?
It's going to be super fun. We tried to think of something a little bit different and outside of the box rather than just kind of your golden 50th anniversary. We thought a 50s theme would be really fun to do and something a little different. So our committee came up with an idea of doing a drive-in movie, and you know, with everything from concessions to dressing up in 50s costume, and then showing the movie Grease, which we were really excited to be able to do. So we are going to have everyone come. And in Grand County, we didn't have a location for cars to be parked, but we're going to be showing a movie in the park at that location. And same thing, we'll be providing concessions. We'll have a costume contest with some really great prizes. And then we'll all sit down and watch the movie Grease and kind of remember those good old times. And then in Carbon County, we will have everyone come and park at the fairgrounds, find a location for your car. You'll be able to tune in to the radio to hear the movie, just like, you know, if you were in a drive-in theater. We'll have the movie projected up on a big, large screen, and we'll do some introductions and kind of thank the community, and have a great costume contest, hand out concessions, and then the same thing in Emery County as well. So should be a really good time.
All right, so let's give some details. The Carbon County one is going to be on the 4th of November, and you're asking people to show up a little early to get their parking place and everything. What time would you like to see people showing up?
Around 6:30, you know, 6:30 to 7. We're going to start kind of the costume contest and handing out concessions and those kind of things after 7. So if you want to get there a little early before 7 to find a good spot, get a good location, tune in your radio and get that all ready, that would be great.
All right. And then again, the next week on the 11th of November, you'll be at the Aquatic Center in Emery County. Kind of the same rules apply. People can start showing up about 6:30 to get a place to park.
Yep. Just find a good spot that you can see the screen really well. We'll have the screen put up so you can kind of, you know, determine what would be the best spot for you to park your car.
So I guess what you're telling everybody that's showing up to these events is, you know, if you have it, reach way back into the back of your closet.
Yes.
And get some of those clothes from the 50s and go down and, you know what, have a costume contest. You'll get the old style drive-in movie. Concessions will be handed out.
Yep.
And then just get ready to have a great time and watch Grease. That's what it boils down to, is getting out and having a good time. And what a better way to say thank you for 50 years here in the area, and you taking care of the community and the community giving it back to you.
Yeah, and spending a fun Friday night with your family or with your loved one on a date. It's just going to be a really good time.
Very good time. Once again, let's put these dates back out there. Grand County, that'll be this Friday, the 28th. That will be at the park, correct? And that'll be starting about 6:30?
Yep.
All right, then Carbon County at the fairgrounds on the 4th, the following Friday, 11-4. And we'll be talking about, 6:30, find you a parking place. 7 o'clock, the costume contest starts, concessions and snacks, and the movie kicks off at 8. And basically the same schedule, or will it change a little bit for Emory County at the Aquatic Center on the 11th?
Nope, same schedule. So just come around, just before 7. Probably don't need that much time to park, but at the Aquatic Center, not quite as large as the fairgrounds. But, just sometime before 7, get your spot, and events will kick off.
And get all lined out. Now, if anybody has any questions, what's the best way to get information on these ones, Melissa?
Definitely check out our Facebook page. There should be a lot of information on our flyers on there. We should have flyers around town that you can kind of run into and look at. Or you're always welcome to call any of our locations and just ask for more information, and anyone can help you out with that.
All right. It's 50 years. The Four Corners Community Behavioral Health celebrating 50 years with three different parties going on and kicking off this Friday, the 28th in Moab. And then every Friday after that, the next couple of Fridays in Carbon and Emory counties. It's going to be a lot of fun. Get out there. Have a good time. And it's their way of saying thank you for everything that the community has done for them for the last 50 years. Melissa, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it.
And thank you so much for your support and for the community.
Anytime. We've been speaking, of course, with Melissa Huntington, the CEO of Four Corners Community Behavioral Health. Big parties going on starting this Friday down in Moab to celebrate 50 years of taking care of the communities. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.